You're listening to KHUM, and this is Bailey. And right now, I'm joined on the phone with the director of forestry, correct? Over at Humboldt Redwood Company. This is John Anderson. How's it going?
Good. How are you today?
Did I get your title correct, John?
Director of Forest Policy.
But forest right. Policy. Okay. I was in the middle of trying to write it all down. It's been kind of a hectic day today. I'm sure you've also had a busy one as well. Now, on Sunday, some protesters, and then again yesterday, some protesters were arrested up on Rainbow Ridge. You want to elaborate a little bit?
Sure. Yeah, let me just start off by saying that we certainly don't have any issues with anybody expressing their views about our forest management policies. And we've had a policy since the beginning of taking anybody anywhere on the property to discuss what we're doing. And we're happy to take anybody, critics or supporters alike. And we have been very involved with the Mentola community since our inception in 2008, specifically talking about the forest management that occurs in the Mentola watershed. We've had something like 13 field tours involving over 50 people, six stakeholder meetings, 70 email conversations and phone conversations. And so we've tried to be very proactive, listening to the concerns. And we have learned from those, and I would hope that people involved have learned as well. The protesters that are up on Rainbow Ridge were up there last year. What made it different this year was we became aware that one of the protesters had a severe burn and required medical evacuation. And at that point, when we have a safety issue on the property, that's a number one for us. We talk about it every single week to make sure that not only our employees, but anyone we've given permits to are safe on the property. So that's a number one. And when we heard that happened, we immediately responded out there, made sure the person was escorted to the right location to meet an acquaintance to go get medical help. And in the course of hearing that this person had been burned, we became aware that there was a warming fire of some kind out there. And when we looked at that, it was right adjacent to tall grass, immediately outside the little fire ring. And fire, of course, is a very significant concern to us in our forests. Just look around the state and see what's happening right now.
Oh, yeah, like over at the Car Fire.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yosemite, you know, just name it. And so that's a big concern for us. And at that point, we said, boy, we need to take some action here. We don't want anybody else hurt or killed. We don't want a fire in the Mentola. And so that's when we decided to have them arrested because they would not leave any other way.
What was the arrest yesterday?
The Sunday two people were arrested. There were still two people up in a hanging contraption that we couldn't get to. Yesterday they voluntarily came down. One of them scooted off into the woods, and the other one was able to be arrested and taken off the property.
Okay. And are you all actually planning on cutting down the old growth Douglas fir that's up there?
So we have had a policy since day one, and even before then with our sister company, Mendocino Redwood Company, going back to 1999, of retaining every single old growth on the property, whether it's a stand of trees or just a single tree. And you can go to our website, hrcllc.com, and thoroughly describes our old growth policy and the fact that all those trees are retained.
So there is no danger to those old growth trees?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for taking some time to chat with me about this.
You betcha.
I also have heard that HRC, if people are interested in being escorted and seeing that old growth area, that they could contact your all's office to go up there?
Yes, they can. Also on our website is contact button that they can go ahead and get on and arrange for a tour if they'd like to come out and see. In the Mentola watershed already, we have established a 204-acre old-growth reserve. It's an intact forest that has been set aside. And most of the other old-growth in the Mentola are scattered individuals. But like I said, those are protected under our policies.
Why do you think that people all of a sudden have gotten excessively worried and think that you all are going to cut down that grove of old Douglas fir trees?
Well, I think that's the key, is what you just said, which was old trees versus old growth.
Okay.
And so there's a number of individuals that think that older trees in general should not be harvested either. But
okay.
The old growth, and that is defined on our website as well, will all be retained on anywhere on the property, not just the Matole. And if you want further information, we do also have a statement from HRC on our website under the communications tab that describes why the arrest occurred.
Okay, okay. And so that Douglas fir stand that they're most worried about, that will stay, or?
Well, yeah, it's not really a particular stand, but we do have two timber harvest plans in there with scattered old growth in them. So it might be an acre here, it might be a single tree over there.
Okay.
The largest contiguous part of the old growth, like I said, was set aside some time ago, as required through our Forest Stewardship Council certification.
Okay, I'm just trying to figure out what's true and what's rumor and that sort of thing. So thanks for bearing with me while I get some clarification.
Sure.
Okay. Thanks so much. And once again, thanks for talking with me just for a couple minutes.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
And that was John Anderson from Humboldt Redwood Company, and just chatting about a little bit of what's happening on over at the Rainbow Ridge. There is several protesters up there right now that have locked themselves to the gate. And so... yeah, the monument gate right there over above Rio Del. And so we're trying to figure out what exactly is going on over there.